Well, now a story we urge you to take a couple minutes with about a tragedy averted. July 8th was just another day in Panama City Beach, Florida. Families enjoying the beach, strangers to other families, but in a matter of minutes, inextricably, physically linked. Erica Lance from WBUR's podcast Kind World explains.
I like going to the beach. We can find sand dollars,
stingrays, jellyfish,
and seashells and crabs.
On a warm summer day, 11-year-old Noah and 8-year-old Stephen played in the water while their mom watched. It was just the sort of day Roberta Ursary dreamed of. A few months before, Roberta had been a correctional officer in Georgia, but they came here whenever they could, to the Florida sand and sun. When Roberta's dad died, she thought, why not live in the place you love? So she packed up her mom, her husband, her 2 girls and 2 boys, and they all moved to Panama City, Florida.
Our little piece of heaven down here.
One day in July, Roberta was scanning the horizon from her beach chair when she realized she couldn't see Stephen and Noah.
Where's the boys? So I went to looking up and down the beach, and I seen them in the water. All I heard was them screaming for help.
We was trying to ride the waves to get to shore, but the riptide kept on pulling us back.
And it was strong.
Me and Noah was going to get drowned.
A woman was already with the boys, but when she and her wife tried to save them, she got stuck too. Roberta dropped her phone and ran into the water as some men on shore warned her it was too dangerous.
And I said, I don't care. I said, those are my kids. I'm going out there. And so I started swimming out. The boys were on their stomachs holding on to their boogie boards. They were just crying and begging me to get them out of there. And I told them, I said, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Mommy's going to get you. And I could feel the suction up underneath. There was waves coming over on top of us, knocking me under.
She pulled. She pushed. She tried everything she could think of to get her sons out of the rip current that was dragging them out to sea.
And it was not working.
One by one, Roberta's other family members saw what was happening and rushed out to help.
Our uncle came in after Noah. Our granny swam over. Our dad swam over.
So he ends up stuck.
Now 10 people were caught in the water, including most of Roberta's family. All she could think was they were all about to die. Meanwhile, down the beach, Jessica Simmons and her husband Derek noticed the police lights.
People still standing on the beach are very unsure of what they want to do, just staring.
Then Derek thought of something he'd seen on TV, how ants link their bodies together into bridges so they can cross water.
So that's when my husband started yelling, grab arms, let's grab arms.
He and about 5 other people held hands and made a human chain.
These people just started following in. I mean, they just started running into the water, just linking together.
Derek's mom and nieces joined. Locals and tourists from all over the world jumped in. Some couldn't speak English, some couldn't swim, but the chain grew longer and longer.
Each person trusted each other to make sure they came out of that water alive.
We don't know how many joined, but Derek and Jessica think close to 70 people linked arms that day. Finally, they were just 15 feet from Roberta and her family.
The guy on the very end, he was screaming. He had his arm out as far as he could reach it. And he was like, grab my arm, grab my arm. And I could hear the father going, we can't reach you.
So Jessica took a chance. She swam out with her boogie board, past the chain, and all the way to the group that was stranded.
And that's when I realized how bad it was.
Roberta's 27-year-old nephew held on to his grandmother, who was having a heart attack in the water.
And he was drowning himself to keep her above. And she's like, just let me be, save yourself. And then she'd go underwater and he'd bring her back up. He's like, Grandma, Grandma, you gotta stay with me. You gotta keep talking to me.
Roberta was on her back, struggling to stay alive.
I was just so exhausted that I couldn't even keep my eyes open.
She said, yeah, just save my boys. Don't worry about me. It was haunting because I felt like she was going to just give up any minute. And she said, I can't do it anymore. Just let me go. And I looked at her with all seriousness, I guess because my adrenaline was rushed. And I said, no, hon, that's not going to happen today. So I gave her the boogie board.
Roberta and little Steven got on it.
And I said, I need you to kick as hard as you can.
Kick, kick, kick.
And so I grabbed the string on the boogie board and started pulling it towards the human chain as she was kicking.
Somehow she made it and handed off the rope.
The guy on the end starts yelling, pull. And then you could hear about five people down. Another guy says, pull.
Pull. Pull.
It almost sounded like a choir.
Pull. Pull. Pull.
And you could hear it over that ocean.
Just echo back all the way to the beach.
All of them moved toward shore, pulling Roberta and her son to safety, then back for the next trip. Derek and Jessica swam back and forth, bringing people one by one to the human chain. Somehow, it was working.
I can remember having the grandmother in the water, and she was so out of it that she thought that I was the nephew. And I just looked at her like she was my grandmother. At that moment, I didn't feel like they were strangers anymore.
Derek thought they'd save maybe two people that day. But by the end, all 10 were safe on the sand. Even Roberta's mother made it, though she's still recovering from her heart attack. As everyone went their separate ways, Roberta met with Jessica, the woman who'd saved her sons.
And I just grabbed a hold of her and hugged her and told her, thank you.
Words couldn't say all that she was feeling, but with that hug, they became family. They still talk almost every day.
I told her she's kind of stuck with us.
The names of most of the people in that human chain are a mystery. But for Derek, those people are a hope for the future.
There's just a lot of hate in this world. And that day, for that hour, we were humans.
Humans who took a chance, held hands, and ventured together into the sea. For Here and Now, I'm Erica Lance.